مرضى. What is the صيغة of تكبير؟ What is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in تكبير؟ Here is the تكبير from the Sunnah and carried from عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وأرضاه when he said here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he make the تكبير of العيد. Here is the تكبير is الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. So three times تكبير الله أكبر الله وأكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. You find this صيغة تكبير والحمد لله in all books of the Sunan. إن شاء الله تعالى all the ulama agree about this تكبير إن شاء الله. There is additional تكبير. People back home they bring some تكبير the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم use it when Allah تبارك وتعالى give him the victory of غزوة الأحزاب. After the battle of الأحزاب there is another تكبير the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم added but is not supposed to be in the two عيد. Only in the victory, when the Muslim get the victory. So this is a different takbir. It's a very long takbir. You find some people, sometimes they offer it in the masajid. طيب. What is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do in the day of Al-Eid? You remember, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Eid al-Fitr, before he go to Musalla, he used to eat tamarat, plural of tamr, watr, like one single tamr, or 3 or 5 or 7 or 9 or 11 maximum, it's upon your size. You could have 1 or you have 3 or you have 5, but the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to eat tamarat, tamr, in Eid al-Fitr before he would go to the Musalla. And Eid al-Adha, he did not eat anything. He go to the just direct to finish all the salah and the khutbah in Musalla. And when he come back, he eat from his own qurbani. When he sacrificed the qurbani, he eat it. You're going to tell me, Ya Sheikh, I cannot eat meat in the morning because I'm trained to wake up in the morning to eat bagel and so and cup of coffee. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. When he finished the salah, he used to come to his house and the qurbani was ready and he eat from his own qurbani. So it's recommended for the Muslim after the salah, go eat the meat. Trust me, you will be powerful to eat the meat inshallah. Leave the donut and the bagel on the side one time. Naam. So number two, his hadi. The Prophet ﷺ used to have a special clothes for the Eid. And in another riwayah, two burda. Burda is mean two pieces of green. Green, so green or red, but the ulama when they said the red is not the real red, sharp red which you know, he has a special clothes and he has a stripe red on it, because as you know the Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam harama, he make two color haram for the Muslim male to wear it, al asfar al muasfar, muasfar. Asfar, it's mean you find sometimes the shirt is a very sharp yellow. This is not allowed for the Muslim male to wear it. Or the red, the pure red is not allowed for the Muslim. Sometimes you find brother come to the masjid or you see them in the street. They have like a shirt, red, pure red. This is not the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari wa Muslim. If you read the hadith from Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu arda, you find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid two color for male to have the yellow sharp or the pure red. This is not allowed. Dark red like the brother here, this is nothing wrong with this. But you find sometimes red, pure red, it's like it's sharp. Very sharp red is not allowed for the Muslim to wear it. So the Prophet ﷺ used to have a special clothes only for the two Eid and the Jum'ah. He used to wear it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So recommend, according to that, Muslim in Eid, he should have the best clothes. The best clothes is not necessary to be new, but clean and nice, and make your children feel and make yourself, even yourself, believe that is the day of Eid. That's my Eid. And to be happy, and inshallah ta'ala to dress the best you have, clean and nice, and put perfume. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know, proof, he used to take ghusl for صلاة العيد، صلاة العيد غسل إن صلاة العيد فطر أن الأضحى أن جمعة مسلم from the sunnah male and female they should have the غسل in the two عيد and the جمعة before إن شاء الله تعالى they go to the masjid. طيب after that the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to walk to the musalla. As we see again, we describe the Musalla. It's a place outside of the Masjid, 1,000 foot from the east door of the east door of the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Call it al-Musalla. And Ummu Atiyah radiallahu anha ardaha, the great female companions, she said, "Amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an nakhruj ila al-Eidaini wa an takhruj al-Hiyad wal-Bikr." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam command us to come, O woman, old and the virgin, and even the woman with menses, to come to the musalla to testify and to see the Eid for all the Muslim. It's wrong, akhi, to stop your wife or your mother to go to the masjid. You must leave them to see the happiness, to feel the Eid. Some of the Muslims became very extremist and they kicked the woman out, said, "You are not allowed to go outside, stay home." Ya akhi, today is Eid. There is exception. Take it, take them with you, inshallah ta'ala. Prophet sallam, he from his sunnah, he used to go walking to al-musalla, using one way, and when he finished the salah, he used another way. What is the purpose of that? What is the purpose of that? The ulama explain in a different explanation in the sunnah. What is the purpose? The Prophet ﷺ to use one way to the masjid or to the musalla to pray salat al-eid and come from a different or opposite way. Think about it. Fadr al-Shahab.
The first one, to show the people to the non-Muslim, when he go with the people, the non-Muslim gonna say, okay, the Muslim is too many.
Barakallah feek. Excellent, excellent. The reason to go from one way and to come back from in order to establish La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah with your takbir and you see all the Prophet, he did that to show the hypocrites about the izzah, the glory and the power of Islam. So when they saw it, subhanallah, every street we go, we find some Muslim. So if all the Muslim, different way, different street, different avenue, you will find yourself, all the Muslim, use all the street and avenue. So what is the purpose in the end? People will say what? Look at this. How many Muslim these people? So you establish La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That's number one. Number two, reward. Every footstep you go into the masjid, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you for one good deeds. And Allah multiply it to you by 10. And when you use another way, you add more good deeds to you in the day of Al-Eid. And to testify, because you don't understand, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will take the screen from the Muslim, so you will find the trees, the stones in the street. They told you, marhaban ya wali Allah. Welcome, Wali Allah. Marha. And then everything, the trees, the stone, everything in the whole globe, they will make istighfar for you, especially in the day of Al-Eid and the day of Al-Jum'ah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So this is recommended, inshallah ta'ala. And you find in Muwatta of Imam Malik, wa fiqh al-Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, you will find this in detail, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. طيب. Second, as-salah. When we come to as-salah, proof that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to the musalla, never pray anything before and never pray anything after. For al-musalla. Wait a second. Al-musalla. Musalla is different than the masjid. Musalla is outside, masjid is inside. So what is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He used to come to the masjid direct. And then after that, file the people making takbir. And the takbir should be loudly, not secretly. Because one day I entered the masjid and I found the people, all of them, they are quiet. Nobody making takbir. So I said, subhanallah, this is Eid or what? So when you making takbir, you should enter the masjid and you find the people making takbir so everybody could hear it. And that is the purpose of the takbir. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What about if I enter the masjid? Shall I make two rak'ah for tahiyyat al-masjid or not, or to join the people sitting in the takbir? So when you enter the masjid, you make in two rak'ah tahiyyat al-masjid or you join the people right away to make takbir? Because the Prophet ﷺ, he never did any salah before or any salah after. It's proved for all the book of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But the ulama are divided to two sections. Some of the ulama said, we act like the messenger of Allah, he did not pray anything. And then after that, we join the people in takbir and then we pray first, as you know. The other ulama said, no, we have a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدْ فَلْيُصَلِّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ وَلْيَتَجَاوَزْ فِيهِمَا. If you enter any time the masjid, pray two rak'ah and don't make this two rak'ah long. Make it light in order to be with the other jama'ah, inshallah ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَعْلَمَ بَوَدَّ الصِّحَّةِ الصَّلَاةِ. When the salah established, there is no any adhan for Salat al-Eid, Fitr and Adha, no Azan. There is no any Iqama. You don't tell the Sheikh Abdullah or the Sheikh Omar, make Iqama for the Salah. There is no Iqama, no Azan for Salat al-Eid. No As-Salatu Jami'ah. We found some masajid here, even in New York and New Jersey. The Imam, when he calling the people for the Salah, he said, As-Salatu Jami'ah. As-salatu jami'ah. Jami'ah, it's been come from jam'ah. Gather the people for the salah. This is not from the sunnah. None one of the companions did it. The Prophet ﷺ never had said that. So there is no any calling at all to call for the salah or anything like that. Khutbah first or the salah first? As-salah first, inshallah. Let's we go for the salah. As you know, it's majority of the ulama from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu arda, and then after that from Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ali ibn Abi Talib, they describe the salat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, takbirat al-ihram in order to enter the salah, Allahu Akbar. There is a proof, and you go and you review that inshallah ta'ala in Bukhari wa Muslim. Proof that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to, after takbirat al-ihram, used to make seven takbirat. Just to go deep in the sunnah, this is your homework. Because all of us, we know that we have a different issue, different fiqh. That some, we understand in Hanafi maslak, how many takbirat?
Three.
In fiqh Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. This is valid also, inshallah ta'ala, the Imam, he said 3 and 3, but if you open the hadith from all this Sahaba, include Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, you find that the Prophet ﷺ, after takbirat al-ihram, he used to make 7 takbirat, and in the second rak'ah, after he stand up, he said Allahu Akbar, he make like 5 takbirat, 7 and 5. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said 3 in the first rak'ah and 3 in the second rak'ah. So that's the takbirat. What you should say, did you say something between the takbirah itself? Did you have some imam sometime when they said Allahu Akbar, he keep silence for a while? Can I raise my hand or not raise my hand for is every takbirah in Salat al-Eid? Yeah, raise hand, inshallah. Proof from the Prophet ﷺ that he used to raise his hand for every takbirah. When the Imam leading the takbirah congregation, he said Allahu Akbar, and then after that you put also you raise your hand with Allahu Akbar, inshallah ta'ala. So is there any dua between the takbirah? Sheikh Abdullah, he said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له. Sheikh Abdullah, he said that. It's proof from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions that the Prophet, he did not say anything between the takbirah and the other, the second takbirah. This hadith which Sheikh Abdullah, he mentioned it to us, it's proved from Al-Sinsawari, and he knows that he is not the strong sources of the hadith. When he narrate the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a lot of hadith, he make it ضعيف. There is no any takbirat. Somebody say Ibn Mas'ud is wrong. Even Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he never mentioned that to say anything between. And whatever they mention it in a book, it's a weak hadith, is not authentic hadith. طيب. Let's we go for what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the first surah, first rak'ah. He used to recite Fatiha. No salah without Fatiha. And then after the Fatiha, proof from the Sunnah also that the Prophet sallam used to recite in a first rak'ah after the Fatiha, Surah Qaf. Surah Qaf. And in a second rak'ah after the Fatiha, he used to recite Surah Al-Qamar. Al-Qamar, Surah Al-Qamar. And he finished both of it. And in a different also from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he said the Prophet sometime in the Eid he used to recite after the Fatiha, Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la, and in the first rak'ah, and in the second rak'ah, after the Fatiha, hal ataka hadithul ghashiyah. That's two surah, it's recommended inshaAllah ta'ala for the Imam when he lead the salah inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, after he finish and he complete the Salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Sarafa faqama, in Musalla, there is no any member. He used to come and stand up facing the people, and start making khutbah. Okay, my question to you, you find the Imam after he finished the Salah, you find half of the Masjid leave the Masjid or leave the Musalla. If this is option or this is you have the khutbah is also part of the Salat al-Eid. Part of the Salat al-Eid. Part of the Salat al-Eid. So meaning the people after the Salah, they stay. After the Salah, they stay. Okay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his sunnah, when he gives the khutbah, yes, it's highly recommended to stay. But if somebody has an emergency, he could leave and no sins, his salah will be counted inshallah ta'ala. Nothing will violate his salah because some people, they are in rush to go somewhere in emergency. So the khutbah al-jum'ah, it's highly recommended from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because this is the action of the sahaba to sit down and to listen. But if you have anything in emergency, you could leave and no sins on you inshallah. Your salah will be counted inshallah ta'ala. طيب. Khutbah, as you know, start with Alhamdulillah. The second issue here, khutbah al-Eid. Two khutbah or one khutbah? Is another question? Two khutbah because you may find he enter some masjid and you find the Imam give only one khutbah. He never sit in between like Jum'ah. So khutbah al-Jum'ah again. Is only one khutbah, the Imam is stand up and he doesn't sit between and doesn't make it like Jum'ah or two exactly the same like Jum'ah. One time, the standing, he never sit. Okay, that's from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even in Eid, he used to make a break, short break, and he make it two khutbah also exactly like Salat al-Jum'ah by majority of the ulama. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. طيب. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say in the khutbah? First, he has to command the people بتقوى الله. Recite some ayat. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. All this great the opening of the khutbah, it's recommended. And then after that, the Prophet ﷺ used to make something very important Eid. Tasaddaqu. Tasaddaqu. And the companions from Abu Sa'id, he said, the most one used to make charity in the day of the Jum'ah, women. They used to take all their gold, they used to take everything, because you know the man, he holding the money too much and he doesn't like to leave it. Everybody like to keep the dollar warm in his bucket, he doesn't like to take it out. But the woman, they are proceeding in charity, alhamdulillah, more than, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for this, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. That's what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam, after the khutbah, alhamdulillah, people start to leave to go and slaughter your qurbani. If you want to make your qurbani, you make your qurbani after Salat al-Eid. That's why we say the Salat al-Fitr, عيد الفطر it should be late because there is nothing. عيد الأضحى should be early. You see all the time عيد الأضحى. Why early عيد الأضحى? To give a time to what? To slaughter the قربان إن شاء الله after the عيد في عيد الأضحى إن شاء الله تعالى. A lot of people ask me, even a sister called me today in the morning and he told me, a sheikh, can I send my qurbani back home? Of course, they have priority more than that. She said, how am I going to distribute it if I send it? If you, inshallah ta'ala, if Allah provide you more, make one for yourself here and your relative and your family and send the another one and make the other one back home totally for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's mean you distribute like you distributed the qurbani to two half. Half for you here for your family members and half back home. It will be better in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. If you are not able to make two, you could make one inshallah ta'ala. Send the money back home to your father, your mother, whatever is, and tell them you have right to take third of it to eat it for the family member and the relative. And then after that, distribute the other third for the poor, those who need to eat inshallah ta'ala. Finally, brothers, we have the Eid. You're going to have a lot of mix between men and women. We find a lot of violation in the Eid. Fear Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We find some women with hijab in the day of Al-Eid, they take the hijab off. And they come with a perfume. They come with a makeup. And you enter all the masajid, or you enter the confidential center, or whatever it is. Or any meeting, or any gathering. You find the woman became mixed with men. This is for prohibited in Islam. We have to make the woman together and men together, inshallah ta'ala. Women are not allowed to go outside mutabarrija, min ghayr hijab, to make it tabarruj. Tabarruj, it's mean to be uncover hair or to put perfume and all this, so and so. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Keep the woman in a side and be with the men. This is should be if we will be in public place. Public place, we need to protect our sisters in Islam because we saw a lot of violation. Even some, they invited me one day a couple of years ago in New Jersey to speak. And then I found a lot, especially the young girl, those who grow up in this country, they came uncovered with full of perfume. Wallahi, you pass by, you find too much perfume come from the woman. And they became in the, and you remember we have a lot of young men, they don't marry yet. Even the old is gonna be fitna. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, this is not the sunnah. Could you imagine if Abu Bakr and Umar or Usman or Ali will be amongst us today? They will approve something like this? They will approve? Never they're gonna be approved. Take a day off and make your family member happy and celebrate the Eid with them, inshallah ta'ala. This is, if we don't celebrate this Eid, when you gonna celebrate the Eid? Because our children, they will sew around something else, call it Christmas. And you see the people now, they're making shopping in everywhere and they decorate everything. We have priority for Isa more than them. Because Isa alayhi salam, he will never approve something like this with shirk. But the Muslim should also, as much as you could, make your children be happy and let them feel they have a better Eid. So when they look to the Christmas or their friends, they will be satisfied about their Eid. Give them money, buy the clothes, give them gifts, make them happy, inshallah ta'ala, about the Eid, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Eid, this Eid, victory for all Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, and everywhere. And make all of us, inshallah ta'ala, give us a chance next year, inshallah ta'ala, to perform Hajj and Umrah, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everyone of you. I have 10 minutes here. If you want to ask me any question related to that, until we pray the Asr, inshallah ta'ala.